Yerushalmi Shviyas corresponding to Bavli Chulin Daf Chav Vov. We begin in Yerushalmi on Daf Yud Tes Amud Aleph, and it's 11 lines up from the bottom of the page. Rabbi La B'Shem Rabbi Shimon Bar Vava. Rabbi La B'Shem Rabbi Shimon Bar Vava. Rabbi Yochanan v'Chavrei Seir Havi Yasfin Makshain Amri Yesh Lahen Bir Oy Ein Lahen Bir. Rabbi La, quoting Rabbi Shimon Bar Vava, said that when the Mishnah taught that pomegranate peels and its crown, being the money, have the sanctity of Shviyas, Rabbi Yochanan and his colleagues sat and asked, do they have the obligation of beer or not? Avu Bianai Amri Hagava Mashiline Asu Shalune Amalahen Koldava Shidaka Lisho Yesh Loi Bio Ve Shain Daka Lisho Ein Loi Bio Ve Ele Mehem Chidakon Lisho Men Shain Daka Lisho Veshua Tanai Mina. Rabbianai passed by and they said, this is a man who we can ask. Let's ask him. Rabbianai answered, anything whose leaves fall off has an obligation of beer, anything whose leaves don't fall off do not have an obligation, and as the pomegranate peels and its crown, some fall off and some do not, therefore the Tanna left it out. The Gemara asked, when the Mishnah taught that one who paints using dye extracted from Shviyas products may paint for himself but not for pay, may one paint as a favor? Min ma detani, as you'd say, ha leshushis v'chal betzin v'ataga oisela atzmai hada'amma she'osel etzvah b'tevus hanoeh. When the Gemara answered from a baisa, leshushis and chal betzin, the painter may use them for himself, and this shows that he may not paint for others even as a favor. K'siv t'meim heima lochem matam alome u'tmeim yu lochem ela echad issa achila v'echad issa hanoeh. The Mishnah taught that one may not do business with carcasses of trephers, nor with reptiles or creeping things. What's the source for this? And it's the pasuk that says in Vayikra Pek Yud Aleph pasuk Chofches, they are impure to you, meaning that you may not eat them. And this is already stated. What's this phrase adding? That not only is there a prohibition to eat them, there's also a prohibition to benefit from them. Anything that's a Torah prohibition to eat may not be used to merchandise. Anything that's a rabbinic prohibition is permitted to use for merchandise. The Gemara asks, what about a donkey, which is a Torah prohibition to eat, but people use it as merchandise? And the answer is, it's used for working rather than eating. And the same applies to a camel. Rabbi Yoshua, Nasa v'yav v'adein murayis, v'b'chuna Nasa v'yav v'adein chaltusa. Rabbi Yoshua did business with murayis of Gentiles, which Chazal prohibited to eat. Rav Chuna did business with Chiltis, which is a sharp spice of Gentiles. And these cases show that the prohibition of using for merchandise is only when there's a Torah prohibition to eat it. Tani lo yehu chamisha melaktin yerek echad meicher ava meichu sheloi v'shel chaveiroi chamisha tse achin melaktin ve'echad meicher al yedeim. The Bible says, well, now the Mishnah taught that one should not take field vegetables and sell them in the market, but he may gather them and have his son sell them for him. Now, five partners shouldn't gather one type of vegetable and one sell for them, but if there are two who are not partners, who each gathered, then one may sell for both of them. Five brothers may gather for themselves, and one may sell for all of them. Rabbi Yosef Abun says that the sale is only permitted if they don't view the seller as a merchant, meaning that he shouldn't sell in the same location as in other years. And some say that it means that he shouldn't sell throughout the Shemitah year, only once in a while. Tanya chen vonishai mevashal yorokos b'shviyas, lai mechashev schoi al demei shviyas, al mechashevu al hayayin, v'al hashemen, v'al ha'avtala. The Bible says that if a shopkeeper was cooking shviyas vegetables and selling them in shviyas, he may not say that he's being paid for the shviyas vegetables, but he may consider that the payment is for the non-shviyas wine and oil in which the vegetables are cooked, and for his time spent cooking, and payment for the vegetable can be included as part of the price, which is known as havlah. Rabbi Elah would instruct those that would fry non-shviyas wheat in shviyas oil and sell it. And he said, don't consider the payment as for the oil, but rather for the wheat. Now, Mishnah taught that if hunters of wild animals, birds and fish, happen to catch non-kosher species, they may sell them. Rabbi Yehuda says that anyone who happens to catch a non-kosher species may take it and sell it, as long as that's not his profession. Hey Chavida, so what's the case? So if he didn't work in the other years that preceded Shviyas, and when Shviyas came he began to trade with Shviyas produce, if he also had another occupation during Shviyas, he is kosher to be a witness or a judge, and if not, he was exclusively trading with Shvi'ith produce, and he is therefore disqualified from being a witness or a judge. But if he worked in the other years that preceded Shvi'ith, and when Shvi'ith came, he began to trade with Shvi'ith produce, even if in Shvi'ith he had no other occupation, he is permitted to be a witness or a judge. Rabbi Abba, Bar Zavda, Rabbo, B'shem Rabbi Loza, Halacha Gub Yehuda, Demas Nisan, Ikos Rabbi Abba, Bar Zavda, Dema, Shmua, B'shem Zir Mani. Rabbi Abba, Bar Zavda, and Rabbi Abba, quoting Rabbi Leza, says that the Halacha follows the Yehuda of the Mishnah with the Bryce's explanation. Rabbi Bar Zavda was praised by the Chacham for quoting Rabbi Loza, who was younger than him. Tani Rabbi Yehuda, Lechumma, Hey Chavida Hayoshev Vaisik Malachtai, Kol Shani Shavuois, Rav Shvi'ith, Hischo, Umashit, Es Yodai, Lisa Vlitim Bepeirois, Aveira, Im Yeshim Malacha Cheres, Mutta, Vim Lav Osa, Avim should say Loi Hayam Oisik Malachtai, Kol Shani Shavuois, Kevin Shaba Shvi'ith, Hischo, Umashit, Yodai, Lisa Vlitim Bepeirois, Aveira, Apapi, Sheyesh should say Sheyeshim Malacha Cheres, Osa. There is a brisa that taught a stringent understanding of Rabbi Yehuda. If he worked in the other years that preceded Shvi'ith, and when Shvi'ith came, he began to trade in Shvi'ith produce, if he has another occupation, he's still permitted to testify and judge. If not, he's prohibited. But if he didn't work in the other years, and when Shvi'ith came, he began to trade in Shvi'ith produce, even if he has another occupation, he's prohibited. Labada, Rabbi Abba, Bar Zavda, Rabbi Abba, B'shem Rabbi Leza, Halacha, Kubyuda, Masnisen. It wasn't on this stringent version that Rabbi Abba Bar Zavda and Rabbi Abba quoted from Rabbi Leza the Halacha for Rabbi Yehuda. It was on the lenient first version. Ilkus Rabbi Abba Bar Zavda the Ma Shmua B'Shem Zir Mine, and Rabbi Abba Bar Zavda was praised by the Chachamim for quoting Rabbi Leza, who was younger than him. Oif HaChakein, the Gemara asked, and again referring back to the opinion of the Chachamim, since if hunters happen to catch non-kosher species they may sell them, other people should also be permitted to do so. And Rabbi Yosi Rabun, Taman, Ein Hamalchus Oineses Bamhacha, Hamalchus Oineses. Rabbi Yosi Rabun answers that others aren't pressured by taxes, so there's no reason to be lenient with them and permit them to sell them. But professional hunters are pressured by taxes, so Chazal were lenient to allow them to sell them.